This is day 19, and today's devotion is titled Love Over Legalism by Chelsea Seton. But first, let's worship God.
All we want and all we need is found in your
Matthew 23:1-5 says, "Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, 'The teachers of religious law and the Pharisees are the official interpreters of the law of Moses. So practice and obey whatever they tell you, but don't follow their example. For they don't practice what they teach. They crush people with unbearable religious demands and never lift a finger to ease the burden. Everything they do is for show. On their arms, they wear extra wide prayer boxes with scripture verses inside, and they wear robes with extra long tassels.'" One day while worshiping at church, we sang the lyrics, "Holy are you, God, holy is your name." The song was so moving that most every hand went up in praise, including mine. As we worshiped together, my eyes were closed, my hands were up, I was belting out the song and thinking, what am I going to have for dinner? Honey Nut Cheerios or peanut butter and jelly? Now on the outside, I'm sure I look like a great Christian and an in love with Jesus worshiper. Only that's not what was happening in my mind and heart. I was somewhere else thinking about dinner. If you've been a Christian for any length of time, you've probably heard about the Pharisees and how we aren't supposed to be like them. In Matthew's account, Jesus constantly called them out for doing religious acts but with wrong hearts. It's very easy to judge those mean old Pharisees, but the truth is, we can all be Pharisees. We know the churchgoer rules and etiquette, the parts of the song when our hands go up, when we say amen or nod our heads when the speaker says something tweetable. We know the don'ts and the do's and the areas that are approved, depending on your denomination. Those things are not necessarily wrong. The book of James tells us that our faith without works is dead. But if you're doing works for show and your heart couldn't care less, then you may have a Pharisee problem. Jesus says in John 13:35, "It's your love that will prove to the world that you are his disciple." He doesn't say it's your good deeds and church attendance that show people you're a Christian. It's love, not legalism. Your love might cause you to do crazy things, like letting someone over in traffic, or remaining calm after 45 minutes on hold and not getting what you want from the cable company. It may cause you to see the perspective of someone who votes differently than you. But when we do good works because of Christ's love in our hearts, those works will be fruitful, light, and win people to Him. If we do them out of obligation, it will feel burdensome and be ineffective. Be effective today. Do awesome things because Christ loves you and you want to offer that same love to others. Not because someone is watching you or you have a Christian obligation. Choose love over legalism today. Let's pray. Jesus, would you forgive us for the times that we've done things for the wrong reasons? Lord, would you fill us with your Holy Spirit today and show us how we can love people the way you do, with a pure heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture for memory is Acts 1:8. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Acts 1:8. Let's say that again. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Acts 1, verse 8. Let's say that again. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Acts 1, 8. All right, great job. Let's go out and love people today.